A familiar sound filled the Texas House on Wednesday morning. The voting bell, applause, and protesters.
Have all members voted? Being 96 ayes and 49 nays, House Bill 2 is finally passed.
The bill is also expected to pass the Senate late this week or early next. Opponents of the abortion legislation say regardless it will end up in court. Attorney and Republican State Representative Brian Hughes from Mineola says that could help the bill's supporters too.
Roe versus Wade is a 1973 case, and even folks who agree with the holding, many of them will admit it's not the best written opinion, not the best reasoned opinion, and it's based on medical science circa 1973. A lot has changed since that time, and so over time, even the Supreme Court has held that the states have the right to protect what they call potential life or life in the womb.
In 1992, the U.S. Supreme Court affirmed Roe versus Wade in its Planned Parenthood versus Casey decision. It said states cannot ban abortion, but it did give states more leeway to regulate abortions of viable fetuses. David Orenthlicker is a legal and health expert at Indiana University Robert McKinney School of Law.
You know, Justice Kennedy is the swing vote, and he was in the majority in the Casey decision. The way they put it was, you can't put an undue burden, put a substantial obstacle in her path. And Texas, I think, by saying you can't have an abortion after 20 weeks, you know, then there are going to be women who have most fetuses aren't viable to 22, 23 weeks.
Requiring women to pay for abortions at ambulatory surgical centers, more expensive than clinics, could be considered an undue burden.
Well, my name is Gene Wu. I'm a state rep from Houston representing Southwest area.
Representative Wu, a Democrat, is a trial lawyer who opposes the bill making its way through the Texas legislature.
There were parts of the bill that were very flatly unconstitutional. And we tried to put in amendments that would take away the unconstitutionality, or at least try to alleviate it. Those were offered, and they were soundly rejected and rejected on party lines. This will do two things. One, it will make it very clear what the intent of the bill actually is. It will make it very clear to the courts that they knew this was unconstitutional. They were told it was unconstitutional. They would offer a solution to get rid of the unconstitutionality, and it was refused.
But Representative Brian Hughes says the bill's severability clause could help if a court strikes down any freestanding provision.
Even if part of the bill were slowed down by a court, the rest of the bill would be able to go forward. So we're very optimistic about it. Different parts of the country are in different regions, you know, for federal appeals courts. We're in the Fifth Circuit, and it's historically been a very fair and reasonable circuit, and so we think we'll get a fair shake here.
If Governor Rick Perry signs the bill, it would become law 90 days after the special session ends. The clinics would have until September 2014 to upgrade. Veronica Saragovia, KUT News.